Hello, and welcome back to the Puck and Roll podcast. In this episode, we are going to focus on the draft. And the draft lottery has now been set. The Montreal Canadiens have landed the fifth overall draft pick. And we are going to talk about the possibilities that have with that draft pick. And we will also do a mock draft for the top 16 afterwards. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode of the podcast. And I'm joined by Aaron and Josh, as per usual today. How's it going, guys?
You know, it's kind of funny for
me. I could be five times happier. I could be five times happier, but it's okay. They didn't move, so could have been worse.
It could have definitely been better. Worse. But...
Except for first overall, which I don't think could have been
worse.
Gone worse in any other way.
I agree.
I'm not over it. You should have seen me on Twitter. It was a tough
you
day.
You kept it today, Aaron. You kept it together. You weren't freaking out whatsoever. You were having a great.
Not at all.
If you're on my Twitter circle, I'm sorry.
Apology accepted.
But my second ever episode at Puck and Roll was you were in like the Austrian Alps or something, and we did a mock draft.
I was on a German island with awful Wi-Fi, and I needed you to do the outro because my Wi-Fi died.
And 1 year later, you are back in BFE Europe.
I'm
in the same bedroom I filmed in last year, and we're doing another mock draft, baby.
And I have better Wi-Fi this time, so I could also do the outro if I wanted to. So we'll see if I feel like it, and I probably will.
And I'm happy to be here.
And we're happy to have you, Josh. This is going to be fun. Having an extra person along with the mock draft, I think, is going to be enjoyable. We're going
for
to
those
decide...
of you who get tired of Sebastian and my voices, this will be very refreshing for you.
Aaron, we talk too much.
The sweet baritone. I've been told I have a face and voice for radio from people that don't speak English, so that's
the face for radio, high compliment. That one kind of burns.
Face for radio.
Or I guess non-visual podcasts. Radio's a bit outdated now, I guess.
We need to bring like YouTube versions with the video recordings of these so people can actually see our faces, but that is not happening by my own.
I don't even have my camera on right now.
Yeah, I know.
There he is.
There he is.
There I am.
The beautiful hair.
With a big sign that says sexiest man alive right above your head.
It has Phil Kessel on it.
Yeah. How could you not believe that Phil Kessel is the sexiest man alive? I mean...
I have a Kessel shrine.
You genuinely do. Like,
up there
for those listening...
Letting in the overtime goal.
This is a literal shrine. It's not even hyperbolic.
Kim Jong-un.
Why do you have the flag?
It says live, laugh, love.
Aaron, your room is interesting. I'll give you
that.
Very
eclectic.
Eclectic's one way of putting it. Yeah, I think eclectic is a relatively good word to use.
Well, I can show off something I just picked up the other day if you give me 1 second.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to.
Let me see. Oh, full 180 record wall. Got guitars, NHL 23 over there.
Of course.
Oh, Dauber hockey hat.
I still need to get some Dauber merch.
We need to match.
Thing is, to be fair, I've been trying to. I just haven't, like, is there something wrong with the Dauber store? Because I've been, like, looking to get merch and haven't been able to find it again.
Like the link for it?
Yeah, because, like, whenever I go to the store now, I've only seen the fantasy guides, and
it's a different store.
Because in the past, I remember finding that, like the right store, and I was like, oh, cool. And then I didn't find it again, and I was like, oh.
Okay. I will get that for you.
Thank you. I will. Should I wear something Dauber related to the draft? I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. Maybe day two. I think I want to dress up for day one, but we'll see.
I'm wearing a suit. I don't know if you're wearing a suit.
I mean, I'm gonna be at the very least wearing like a dress shirt. I don't know about the blazer, but we'll see.
All right.
I'll call this motivation for weight loss because it totally does not fit me. But all we right. went to a antiques market and we picked up this.
Oh, what a beauty!
Oh my god.
A powder light blue jacket with the Hockey Night in Canada pin on it, ironed on. And I have no idea what this actually is, but it's beautiful.
Josh,
so sick.
You make me the happiest person alive if you walk down the aisle in that blazer.
Yeah, if I didn't already have a nice picked out already, and this does not close around my stomach.
I'm sure Marley would love it if you wore that on the your wedding day.
Oh yeah, I'm sure she would. But it would beautiful.
So well.
I don't know if there's a story of what this is. But it's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. Like, it's definitely quite the piece to have in the closet.
I love.
In other words. Day.
All right,
finished showing off all of our swag.
I'm trying to find that link for Sebastian.
That can wait for later. We have to get started.
I like multitasking. What can I say?
We can't ramble on forever here. I think we need to have at least some sort of viewer retention here. So let's start off with the Habs at five. Let's start with who you think the Habs are going to draft. Who you wish the Habs are going to draft, and who your, I guess, realistic hope is that the Habs are going to draft.
Oh, boy. Hmm. Okay. So who I think we're going to draft? I don't want to say Dvorsky because I don't really think it's Dvorsky.
I don't think Dvorsky makes any sense for the Habs.
So I'm going to say Will Smith.
Ooh. You think he's available?
At five? I don't know. If Columbus takes him third, because look, I don't know if we're going to take Michkov. I want us to take Michkov.
Of course.
But if Carlson is available at five, I am so pumped.
That would be a great result. Like, to me, there's a very clear top five in the class.
The last Swede that went fifth overall did pretty well. So,
yeah, he turned into an NHL regular, right?
What do you have? Like 103 points up there right now?
Yeah, I think he's over half a game at least, right?
He's all right, I guess.
He's all right.
I have higher faith in this management group than I think most people do, because people sour on the Slafkovský pick pretty quickly. But if you look at every other pick that draft, fantastic.
It was a strong class as a whole. I think, at least for me personally, my doubts in terms of the drafting, the scouting, was less the actual picks themselves. It was the draft video that came out that worried me a little bit in terms of the reasoning for picks, because in my view, picking Slafkovský first overall could have been that was a pick that could be rationalized 100% in terms of upside, in terms of skill, in terms of unique skill set. But using the fact that he cooked on his own since he was 14 years old and that he carried a heavy burden of the Slovakian hopes and dreams, that to me is not the most compelling argument, especially for a first overall pick of all things. And
if you draft for size now, you don't have to draft for size later.
Well, the thing is, I think that I could understand, because that was Chris Boucher's line, right? And I could understand that, because my sense is that clip came when the Habs had already decided on picking Slafkovský, and that was basically his attempt at, I guess, getting the Habs to pick higher upside, undersized players later in the draft, of making the best of the situation itself. But it could come across not overly positively, so I can understand that. But sorry, Josh, yeah, I interrupted you.
No, yeah, I don't think, like, despite all of the talk, I don't think they're going to go with Reinbacher at 5. I don't think they're going to go with Dvorsky at 5. I think it really does completely depend on who's available. Like, if Will Smith's, like, because after there's Bedard, who's going to go number one, Fantilli, who's going to be gone by 5.
For sure.
The next three are kind of like really hard to gauge who's going to be available. Is it going to be Will Smith? Is it going to be Carlson? Is it going to be more than likely Benson? And Michkov is just out there, but judging by the comments that were made, that it doesn't look like he's going to be an option at 5 that Montreal is going to be looking at. So, like, dream is Michkov, realistically would be maybe Carlson, and who I would want is Benson, I think. That would be my list.
I think all three of those would be tremendous additions to the Habs' future core. My hope is Matvei Michkov. I think that he has the potential to be the best Habs player of this millennium if he really, really hits. And I don't think that's something that you can pass off just because of very abstract concerns about him not coming over because he's Russian, despite the fact that we've seen 5 Russian players come over and sign ELCs in the last week. And it is a different thing because he's a higher profile player. That is for sure. But I mean, Miroshenko is also a high profile guy, and he came over. And yes, it's a 3-year contract, but he would be playing in the NHL anyways next year. And even like the year after, he probably would have been an NHL player if he were eligible with his contract situation. But you're losing out on 2 years, on the first 2 years of a player's NHL career. And instead, he's going to be marinating in a top 4 league in the world, in the KHL, with the AHL and SHL being the other ones in contention there. But
and on the second best team in that entire league.
Exactly. And it's a very, very, very strong program. I'd be more concerned if he were on CSKA than on SKA, which is, we saw last summer the pull that organization has on retaining its players, which is frightening. But there is a big difference between organizations in the KHL and their strategies, and the fact that the Habs also have connections in there, that Nick Bobrov worked with them for multiple years, I think could also help rationalize that choice. Now, I don't think the Habs are going to pick Michkov. I do think he will be available, but I don't think he will be their pick, which hopefully I'm being pessimistic here, but I think that they're going to end up going a different route. Realistic hope, I think, is that either one of Smith and Carlson drops. I think if one of those two players is available at 5, that is the Habs pick. And like without hesitation, that's who they'll pick is my sense. But you would need either Columbus or San Jose to pick a player other than those two names, which I don't think is overly likely, but crazier things have happened at the draft. Like Shane Wright falling to four was more unlikely in my mind than one of these two teams passing on one of those two guys and letting them like one of the two drop to the Habs. So I guess realistic hope would be that, as you said, Josh, as well, in your thing. And I guess who I think it's going to be, I have a sense it's going to be David Reinbacher. I think Reinbacher plays a very similar style to Caden Gooley. And I think that they would very much like to add another player, especially after Caden Gooley's very, very strong rookie season. But yeah, he's the consensus top defenseman in the draft, which is not my view, but is shared by most scouts, especially NHL affiliated scouts. And he'd be a great prospect to add to the Habs pool without a doubt. The only question is
he's very safe.
He's very safe. He's going to be a second pairing guy. He is a strong skater. He's a strong passer in the breakout. He can distribute the puck relatively well in the offensive zone. Not that I think he's going to be an overly dynamic power play quarterback in the NHL. He'd probably QB a second power play in his prime, but he's not going to be a Cale Makar or think of any dynamic power play quarterback. Quinn Hughes, that's not Reinbacher's game. And it's not what he needs to do to be effective. But I think that those limitations are things that would concern me in a top five selection, especially in a draft this strong. So Reinbacher is I guess my pessimistic expectation. And I'm setting myself up to be pleasantly surprised, because I think if a play that I have ranked like 17th overall is my expectation, there's many possibilities of being pleasantly surprised with that draft pick. And with that said, I think we can transition into our little mock draft now. So of the top 16 picks, we're going to have to divide those by three, which mathematically does not quite work. But one person is going to get an extra pick. Whoever picks first will also be picking 16th. How do we want to decide who picks first, second, or third here?
Okay, well, the Habs are picking fifth.
Yeah.
So I vote that the guy that wasn't here for last year's mock draft gets the pick for the Habs.
That's fair.
So, Josh, all right. You get
Anaheim.
So that means 4, 3, 2, 1. I don't know what to do. Okay. So, Josh, you're picking 2, 5. So, Sebastian, do you want to pick first or do you want to pick third?
The question here is, do I want to get the extra pick or do I want to just... I'll take third. I'll give you the extra pick, Aaron.
Okay, I appreciate that. So, let's get this thing started with the first overall pick.
Well, just for the rules... are we picking who we think is going to go or who we would pick?
I was thinking we can do two separate mock drafts, because last year it was a top 32 and this year it's just a top 16. I'm thinking the first round will be predictive and then we'll go back around with who we personally pick.
All right, throwback to when I said Owen Beck to the Senators 7th overall. Oh, wow. It's been a year, hasn't it? Okay.
It has been
the first overall pick, Chicago Blackhawks. Select Connor Bedard.
Really?
Savior of the franchise.
Just surprise.
And then he pulls a Lindros and we trade for him.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, okay. Josh, you're on the clock.
Oh, that'd be nice. Anaheim Ducks, we're going to go with Adam Fantilli. No question. He's going to be great next to Zegras there.
That's going to be a very fun combination for
Are you writing this down, Sebastian?
Oh, yeah. I'm keeping track.
Okay. So let me just pull up the draft order here.
I have the draft order as well.
Got Columbus next.
Got Columbus on the clock. Let's see. In terms of predictive, who do I think they're going to pick? You know,
this is when it gets fun.
if Columbus didn't have Kent Johnson already, I'd probably go Will Smith here. Because they do, and you can never have too many centers. Let's go Leo Carlson. Let's play it with a safe bet here. And Leo Carlson will be a Columbus Blue Jacket.
So fourth is San Jose, right?
Correct.
Yep.
So with the fourth overall pick, the San Jose Sharks, who aren't competing anytime soon, I think they're going to take the swing for Matthew Mitchkov.
Wow.
I can see it.
Thanks, Corey Pronman. I am saying it because of Corey Pronman. If he thinks it's
William
true.
William Eklund passing to Matvei Michkov is, oof, that is a lovely thing to think about.
Because, Pronman knows way more than
it
me.
It works.
He put right at fourth.
That he did. Pronman definitely has a good insight within the NHL.
Yeah, which means we're getting Carlson fifth overall.
What?
Well, no, we're getting Will Smith in this one. If Columbus picked Carlson, Montreal will pick Will Smith.
Which is a very good outcome for the draft, adding a hyper-skilled
I'd be very happy.
Offensive piece. Would not be able to complain there. Arizona, this is where things get interesting. I think, this is a weird one. So Arizona last year picked Cooley, Geeky, Lamoureux. They got Lamoureux and Duda. So do they need defensemen is the question. I think they go David Reinbacher here, going to be honest.
I concur. So who's picking seventh? I know it's me, but what team?
Philadelphia. And note that there has been a significant managerial change, and it is now Danny Briere as the GM. So
that's true. It might be perhaps a little too early.
Barlow is not the slam dunk Philadelphia prediction here.
Oh, I was going to say Boots.
Oh my God.
Okay,
I don't
actually,
know. Who's going up a Barlow.
Seventh overall, the Philadelphia Flyers take Matthew Wood.
That I can see. Yeah, that makes sense to me. Washington, Josh.
Washington. I think we're going to go with Dvorsky there.
I like that.
Okay, Detroit. This is fun because my good friend Jordan Harris, not that one. I don't know the NHL player, unfortunately. Lovely of a person as he seems to be. This is the fellow Dobber scout, Jordan Harris, who's a very big Red Wings fan. And we've talked at length who we think the Wings would select. So this is a tough one. They typically pick players with high hockey sense, good intensity, good defensive play. I'm going to give Detroit. Ooh, do they go center? Do they go center again? My question here is which NTDP player they go with, if it's Oliver Moore or Ryan Leonard.
Or Ryan Leonard.
I think both bring that defensive ability. Oliver Moore is Dylan Larkin 2.0. So for that reason, I'm going to go Ryan Leonard at number 9 to Detroit.
I was almost certain Axel Sandin Pellikka was coming off the board.
Ooh, St. Louis. Is St. Louis the team to pick ASP?
Ah, St. Louis. I should have at least a list of draft eligibles up here.
You should. Yeah, that'd be useful.
I mean, Ben Goodrow is entering the draft, and St. Louis only has Bennington. No, I'm kidding, but so Sandin Pellikka could be. I kind of like that, but I think they're going to take. I don't know. I feel like they might be the kind of team to take Barlow.
Barlow's the guy I was thinking as well. Yeah, I think
they're stocking up on guys in their mid-20s, and Barlow's 33, so.
He has the facial hair to match. His playoff.
I aspire to have that kind of facial hair.
Oh, genuinely, like Josh, if Barlow gives you a run for your money, it's quite impressive.
And he's like younger
Yeah,
than
we
me.
might have to have a
No,
face
he's
off
a couple weeks
sometime.
older than me.
Ooh, nice. All right, Josh.
He's a big guy. He's a horse.
He is a horse.
Oh,
But now the
Vancouver.
Vancouver Canucks are on the clock.
Oh, what would Vancouver do? Let's think. I think what is this? 10th? 11th?
11th overall.
I think we might go with Nate Danielson.
I was thinking
That
the
makes
same
sense.
thing. We are sharing, guys.
Brandon Wheat Kings. I can't even believe that's a real team, but it's in the West, so.
Yeah.
It is in the West. All right. Arizona again. Wow. I'm really picking a lot for the Coyotes.
Nice.
And they often go off the board. I think they want to add another center here. And I'm wondering if they go
Oliver Stenberg.
no. I'm thinking Braden Jaeger or Oliver Moore for the Coyotes. I definitely like Oliver more. But I'm gonna go ooh, but Braden Jaeger really has been falling in this draft, but Braden Jaeger is a very, very Coyotes pick, so let's go Jaeger at 12.
All right, 13 is
It is the Buffalo Sabres.
Buffalo.
okay. Thank God, because I would put money on this right now. Quinton Musty is going to Buffalo.
I thought ASP was a great fit here, but okay, nice. That's a
Like
hometown kid, right? Hometown kid. That's
hometown
cool.
kid, but like he fits so well in like their ethos of just a logically
Musty and
good
Paige Thompson on the
forwards.
line would be disgusting.
Big,
Like,
yeah.
yeah, big, toolsy, and like they're
Very.
gonna be developed perfectly, and he's gonna put up like 120 points one year
Yeah.
and have
All
like
right. I'd be so
380
happy
hits
because
or
I could
something.
just.
Yeah. Josh.
I could just hop right over the border and catch Musty live. That would be my
Oh
dream.
my God. Yeah. At 14th overall, the Pittsburgh Penguins are on the clock.
Sorry, was ASP taken
Not
already?
yet.
No.
And
And
yeah,
Pittsburgh
that would
doesn't
be.
have prospects, so you don't really need to
Yeah,
go
it
at
does not
position.
matter. Yeah, Pittsburgh's going with Axel Sandin Pelika.
Nice. Very, very strong U18 tournament. I don't think the Nashville Predators are going to be able to refuse a talent of the level of Oliver Moore falling to them, especially while drafting in Nashville. So Moore, I think, would be a terrific Predator. And with the last
So,
pick of the predictive round of the mock draft, Aaron, the
oh, we're only going to
Calgary.
16.
Sorry?
Well, we
We're
don't
only
know the
doing
teams
16.
for the other.
Okay, that's true.
No other draft positions have actually been finalized.
All right, so pick
We could
16,
do
the
like
Calgary
32 of our
Flames.
rankings.
Yeah, we can do 32
Yeah.
for ourselves, I think.
Yeah, okay, I think that makes sense. So 16. The Calgary Flames. I feel genuinely terrible leaving Zach Benson off the board here, but I don't think they would take him. I'm gonna say they are going to take Cohen Zimmer.
Colin
Wait.
Zimmer.
I no, Honzek has to go top 16. They're taking Honzek.
Hanzek. Again, Benson is not going to be available at 17 on our own mock draft. It's yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It feels wrong. It feels wrong, but Benson's the type of player that falls in drafts. And I hope we're wrong for his sake, because I would hate for him to fall outside the top 16. But in that case, he'd land with a
It could
playoff
fall
pick, which is
to
great.
whatever pick Florida has given us. That would be
I mean,
nice.
look, if
I'd take that.
29th. If the Leafs can mount a comeback for the ages and the Habs draft 17th, I think Benson would be a great fit there.
I
Less,
agree.
it would be less probable things have happened this second round. The four
For sure.
goals back to back, and both teams losing is.
Pavelski and
Yeah, that's
that's
funny.
happened three times before, ever, that players scored four goals and their team lost in the playoffs. It was Laddie McDonald, Denis Savard, and Ray Ferraro, as far as I know, were the only guys to score four goals in the playoffs and lose a game.
That's a great stat.
So,
all right,
yeah,
so
put in that perspective, Toronto is going to reverse sweep.
Yay, let's do it. Go, Leafs, go.
All right, and for the second half of our little mock draft, we are going to do the players that we would personally pick in each slot with less regard to the team picking because, well, the second half of the first round is far from finalized, so we can't exactly take all of that into account just yet. And to start us off, Aaron, who are you picking first overall?
Danil Boot, you are a Chicago Blackhawk. No, I'm still going to go with Bedard. I have to be like at least semi-realistic here.
And it's your own pick, so I think
yeah.
Bedard is not a bad selection for yourself. Josh, at number two.
Yeah, I think it's close, but I think Fantilli.
Yeah, I'm going Mitch Cover
yeah,
3.
Yeah, even...
I'm doing it, my boy.
Yep.
Let's call it three.
Okay, I'm
Sam
gonna
Hutton.
Go. I'm gonna go Benson at four.
You're doing Benson over Carlson.
Yeah,
nice.
I'm feeling
have
whimsical
Benson
today.
Over Carlson.
I have Benson over Carlson on my board as well. So
I
I'm
have Benson
happy.
Over Carlson
yeah.
in my board too.
Benson's awesome. Zach Benson brings me joy. I'm currently halfway through making a video analysis bet on him and watching, just scouting him play hockey.
Babe, wake up. Sebastian video analysis thread.
So good. Like, Benson is just ridiculous, and he brings me joy to watch. Like, I don't think any
I'm
other
gonna
player
be a fan.
Does the same.
I'm going to be a fan of whatever team picks him. He's
oh, for sure.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Five, Leo Carlson.
Yeah, that's fair. Ooh, this is the position I didn't want to be in. It's picking sixth, and with those top five off the board.
You kind of have to take Oliver Moore, right?
No, I mean, it's really tight for me between Moore, Simashev, and Smith. And the draw with Simashev is that you don't get to pick him.
Oh, you that to me.
I'll go.
I love Dmitry Simashev.
I'll stick to my guns. I'll go Oliver Moore.
All right,
go for
I'm gonna
it.
Go with Dmitry Simashev.
Which means that at eighth overall, do you know who's available, Josh?
Will Smith's available.
Yep. Are you picking him?
There's three right there that I'm really close on.
ASP.
ASP, Cristal. I think I'm gonna go with Smith. On
yeah.
my ranking, Smith is the top of those three, and yeah, I think
I
have to
hate
go with
to
him.
Say it, Cristal's dropped a little bit for me. I haven't been feeling it
Me
lately
too.
with him.
Me too. He's also dropped for me. However, do I pick him here? Where do I go? ASP. There's a few names here that I'm considering, but I'm going Cristal. Let's just do it. Let's just go all at skill. Take the risk. Make it fun. Andrew
So
Cristal.
Let's keep it rolling with Ryan Leonard.
Ooh, fun.
I love Ryan Leonard.
He's awesome.
Imagine if we trade Josh Anderson for the pick that gets us Ryan Leonard and we just get better Josh Anderson.
That would be the best swap that the Habs make.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Oh, I'm happy because I still get to pick ASP, Axel
nice.
Sandin Pelikka.
And who do I go here? Who do I go? You know what? I'm gonna take
this name
the
round
big
with Peyton Giroux.
I'm taking the massive swing on tools here, and I'm gonna go Quentin Musty.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, that was gonna be mine.
Okay, he can't go any further for me. He's probably gonna go in the second round, but Jaden Perron.
Yeah, it was him or
yep.
Musty for me, but
yep.
yeah, that's smart. 14, Josh.
Oh, go go for fun and we'll say Brindley.
I love
that.
So
Kevin Brindley,
with 14 picks off the board, we have my top 14 players off the board. That is
that is my exact.
We have
I mean,
13
there's
of
a
my
few
14
switches.
Oh no, we have 12 of my top 14 off the board.
Oh, I'm surprised you still have two that are available. But I'm gonna go Stenberg here.
Yeah. Okay. So now I have one left.
And who are you, and who is it with your pick?
It's really high for him. Timur Mukhanov.
Oh my god, that is really high for Mukhanov, but go for it, buddy.
He's dropping in my next rankings, but I'm going off the ones I like actually released, so
that's fair.
So now 15 of my 15 are gone.
Nice.
I'm gonna go with Riley Height.
He was my top remaining player. oh my god, this is so funny. I did not think this was gonna happen. David Reinbacher, let's do it. My top player remaining.
No way.
At 17th in real life, but here we are.
So that means for me, my top player available is Oscar Fisker-Mulgaard.
Ooh, you're that high.
Oh, wow.
That's fun.
I have him ranked 16th overall.
I'm a fan of it. I'm a fan of it. Josh, 20.
I think I'm a bit higher on him than other people, but I really like Callum Ritchie.
Ooh, okay.
I love Callum Ritchie. He emerged again at the tournament.
We are now
minus one Callum Ritchie for a sec.
We're now in a tier where I have a bunch of guys. But again, I'm going with a player that I didn't think I'd be picking here, but Dalibor Dvorsky, I think, is the best player available.
Yeah.
See, I'm just gonna cut out that clip.
Nailing it.
And like use it out of context.
Why did I say it? I shouldn't have said that.
The best player available. Okay, so my next top ranked player is Samuel Hanzek.
Ooh, I like it. I like it. Hanzek's
good.
We're
rolling through all of like the nightmare scenarios for fifth overall.
Pretty much, but it's at 20. Bit of a difference there.
We'll go with Nate Danielson.
Mm-hmm.
Safe guy.
I'm going with not my top ranked player, but one I think would be really fun in this range, Matt Wood.
I'm also not going with my top ranked player, but I'm going with, so don't cause a fuss, because I'm going with Felix Ungersorum.
Oh, I like it. FUS. Yeah, nice little wordplay there. Josh?
Yeah.
26.
26?
Yeah.
I'll go with Wahlberg, Anton Wahlberg.
Love it. Love it.
I'm surprised this player is still available, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to bite the bullet on Mikhail Guliaev.
He was second for me.
Right in there.
After somebody who, so Jolie, the OHL scout, has him as like her 13th ranked OHL skater, Denver Barkey.
Oh, I love Denver Barkey.
I love Denver Barkey.
Josh, 29.
Colby Barlow.
I was going to pick him if you weren't.
Yep. Yeah, questions, but
at 29,
he works.
Like,
he works.
Not allowed. Yeah.
Yeah.
At 29, it's an
he
easy pick.
He won't be available.
Oh, not at
I
all.
I have a bunch of options. Ooh, I'm going to go Gabe Perreault. I'm going to bet on the intelligence. I'm going to bet on the skill. Gonna try to ignore the skating and physical deficiencies, and
the Gabe Perreault effect is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. We have like NHL scouts drooling for an undersized perimeter playmaker
who struggles to skate. I don't know.
It's the numbers.
It's the numbers. Where did the skating deficiency drop off? 0.100, 0.110, like. So, I'm going to go with Luca Pinelli.
You took my boy. Yep. I'm happy he made it the first round.
Go with the other Luka if you have another pick.
I don't.
You don't?
I'm done. Josh, 32nd overall, finishing off the first round.
Oh, let's take a defender and a late riser, Tom Willander.
Yep, he was one of my top remaining players. Now, the question is, do we continue this and do like a top 45, or do we cap it now at 32?
Do you want to just run through until we're out of people in our first rounds?
I'd rather just do like top
that
50.
Is my
we can do top 50.
Top. Let's do. Yeah, okay. And Josh, once you run out of players, we'll stop. That work?
Yeah, I'm running low here, but let's look up some.
Okay. Search up Sebastian's draft list. That's pretty good.
Maybe we got two tabs. We got Sebastian. We got Hattie. We'll see what's going on there. And then I've got to remember who we've all said already. Cause...
That's the hardest part.
Nothing. We haven't like just skipped a player that's
it's mine.
We haven't. I'm like 99%
sure. I think it's mine.
Sure.
That's good.
Okay.
All right. In that case, I'm gonna make a massive swing on upside with the first pick of the second round. With William Whitelaw.
I love
that's another
that.
Good one. Yeah.
So I'm going to take a this is where he gets a little difficult. Because he's not going to be ranked in my first round when I release rankings like 2 weeks from now, but Martin Mishiak.
Mm-hmm. I can go
it's a
with
fun
that.
Pick.
Josh.
I like Grayson Sachin.
He's great.
If I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Yeah.
Getting into the names down here.
I'm going to go with Luca Cagnoni and Hadi's going to be very, very happy that I picked him because banged the table for him top 20 in the Dobber meet, and he was
as he should. I have him at 21.
I'm picking him at 36, which I'm rather happy with. Aaron, 37.
So at this point, we kind of have to go with Cohen Zimmer. I'm already like a fan of his, but there's no reason he should have slipped to 37.
That's fair.
He's just he's a good player. Like I think he's gonna be an NHLer. He's pretty smart. He's pretty toolsy. He's got size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's good. He's a good dual threat scorer. Very good handler. Great shot. A decent distributor, if not necessarily a playmaker. Like he's a good player for sure.
Yeah.
And there's a guy that kind of fits that. Pretty much exact, Kasper Haltinen.
Yeah, Haltinen's
always
fun.
A medium elite in NHL for some reason.
I mean, he's a goal scorer, so I guess why not?
Okay.
I'm gonna
oh wait,
pick
yeah,
my wait, yeah, it's me. I'm gonna pick my last player that I have left in my top tier remaining, and that's Alex Cernik. I quite like him. He's a terrific handler. He's mechanically a great skater. Needs to add some lower body strength, but a tremendous playmaker as well. He's really fun. And
so,
I bumped him up 10 spots my last viewing.
I'm going to take one of the two last remaining players in my first round, Brandon Jaeger.
Yeah, I'm surprised he's still available at 40.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're drafting for fun. We're not drafting for actual NHL teams. Nobody's taking the swing on Simashev at 7.
This is true.
Well, apparently, according to some people, especially earlier in the year, this guy could be swung at top 10 Edouard Salé.
I'm very surprised he's still
correctly.
I would have definitely picked him here if you hadn't. And now I believe we have capped my own first rounds. My top 32 are now done. I have a few interesting options here. I have one top tier remaining. Who do I go here? You know what? Why not? It's gonna be fun. Daniil Boot, 42
yes.
overall.
Yes.
Yeah. We're doing
oh
it.
My god. Imagine telling like 6 months ago, Sebastian, then you would be like taking the Neil Booth in a draft and not as a joke.
Yeah. I was not
He's so
on him in my
fun.
first meeting.
I
The
mean,
first meeting
like,
I had with Neil
I don't
Booth
think I've
was
ever seen
awful.
you angrier. I've kind of known you for like 7 years, and I've never seen you angrier than that first Neil Booth, like,
It was the most infuriating viewing I've ever had of a player. And then I couldn't bear to watch him again for the next like 2.5 months. So for a solid like 2.5 months, I thought that that was Daniil Boot, and it was just like an awful, awful viewing. And then I was like, oh wait, he actually is not that bad. And then I was like, oh, there is actually a lot of there are a lot of tools here. And then I came around on Daniil Boot, and here I am picking him at 42 overall.
So, capping off my own first round, Charlie Strammel. He's a fine player. He's got size.
He's solid. He's solid. Josh.
He's number one on the name draft, Matthew Mania.
Oh,
Going
yeah.
manic.
45. Let's see. I'm going to go with Trey Augustine. I'm picking a goalie.
I was gonna
I guess
take
he's
Trey
Boston.
Augustine.
He's putting up ridiculous numbers in the NTDP. Like, yeah, he's very good.
So I'm gonna go way off the board here, like disgustingly off the board here,
Oh no. Oh boy.
to a guy whose name I have to go Google again because I forgot it.
Oh, geez.
No, because it's like Stanley Hoyt or Hoyt Stanley.
Hoyt Stanley.
He's
Okay.
gonna go in like the
I
seventh
remember
round,
seeing you
but
tweeting about
my last viewing of him, I'm like, oh my God, this is like an NHL second pairing defenseman with size, speed. His
It's the
hands are bricks.
BCHL. It's tough.
His
It's a
hands
tough
are
one.
bricks.
Okay.
Like the man puck handles just about as well as I do.
That is a not the bar that you want to set, but okay.
But
Yeah.
I really enjoyed what I saw.
That's fair. No, I haven't seen much of him. I still need to check up on him now, like literally tomorrow. But yeah, I'll let you know
Ranked
if I like
72 by
yeah.
Elite Prospects, apparently, so.
Yeah, no. Like a lot of smart people like him. So it's fun. But
Because like I
Josh,
saw
45.
Derek Neumeier tweeted about him, and I had to
Oh
go
yeah.
pull up because I was talking about him in like my DMs like a couple days before, and I'm like, foresight, let's go.
Nice.
Well, we'll go from one BCHL to the other, if I remember
Which one?
correctly, Adar Suniev.
Suniev, nice. I like that.
Do we have to keep the BCHL trend going?
No, sorry, I'm not going Brad
Oh.
Nadeau here. But I am gonna go with a very raw player with quite significant upside in Caden Price.
I like that.
And the
This is
final
where it
two
gets
picks.
like, this is where it gets like a little, like really complicated. I'm gonna go with Alex Rykov.
Totally reasonable in this range. Josh, the final pick.
The final one, Hunter Brustevich.
Yeah, Bruce Davids is
Yeah.
definitely a decent pick in this range as well.
Notable undrafted player who imagine telling any of us in like September that Lukas Dragicevic wouldn't go in our top 50.
I wasn't high enough on him then either, but
I had him ranked
yeah.
like 12th.
I know you had him really high for a time.
So I was like, ooh, offensive defenseman, yay.
Yeah, he spooks me. He really, really spooks me. Yeah, he's a tough one to project, but on that note, that concludes the mock draft. And I think we did relatively well. I think our boards are too similar for this to be
Yeah,
a little
a
useful of an experiment because
little
we're basically just writing down my own board as well. And I was like, well, what if 14, like my top 14 guys were picked? I was like, oh, okay, we're gonna have to prolong this to make it more
Actually, wait.
interesting.
Shout out to Nick Lardis. He should have been drafted.
Yeah, no, Lardis was one of the top remaining players. I have a cutoff in tiers, and I couldn't quite reach beyond that. And Tanner Melendick and Aaron Minetti were the two remaining guys that I would have been picking had it gone further. But
I'm sorry, yeah, is that how you pronounce
Minetian? Minetian.
I swear it's Minetian.
It could let's go Minetian. I think I hear okay. Minetian more than I hear Minetian. So
I don't watch with volume because I'm always watching like in the background.
I'm not
Minetti, and I'm like, have I just been saying Minetian this whole time?
I think it is Minetian though. I think you're right.
I might have to listen to some volume next time.
Yeah. Not that the announcers always get it right, but it would at least serve as an indication of some sort. But on that note, that concludes this mock draft episode, which was more laid back and fun and lighthearted, but I had a blast. And we are going to post an article with our mock draft results, both for the predictive and our own ones, on the website. That will be linked in the description if you want to visualize or just follow along. And yeah, so thank you so much for listening. No one's watching because we don't post our thing with video, as we were talking about earlier. But thanks, Aaron and Josh, for joining me again for this. I had a very, very good time. And until next week, hopefully.
All right.
The only time I got to praying for a red light is when I saw your destination as a deadline. It's just normal conversation, babe, it's all fine. Making quiet calculations where the fault lies. It's as good a land, or at least it was. It takes a strong hand and a sound mind. College kids are getting so young, ain't they? They're correcting all the grammar on a spray paint. And I even gave up driving after nightfall. I got tired of the frat boys with the brights on. It's as good a land, or at least it was. It takes a strong hand and a sound mind. It makes me smile to know when things get hard. Ooh, you'll be far. Far from here, that while I clean shit up in the yard, ooh, you'll be far, ooh, you'll be far, far from here. So pack up your car, put a hand in your heart, say whatever you feel, be wherever you are. We ain't angry at you, love. You're the greatest thing we've lost. Birds are still sing, folks are still fight, the porch are still creak, the leaves still die. We ain't angry at you, love. We'll be waiting for you, love. And we'll all be here forever.